Vat, so continuing the teachings of Rav Shlomo Carlbach on Parshat Vayetze. And I actually just finished davening at the Holy Kotel, my favorite tefillah, Maariv. I've always loved Maariv. It's always been my favorite prayer, not just because it's kind of the shortest, but I always felt a special connection to that end of the day, one last talk to God. And I think this piece by Rav Shlomo captures a little bit, a part for me, why I love it so much. Vayifka b'makom, and he encountered the place, referring to Yaakov Avinu's encounter. The Gemara says, and Rashi quotes it, Yaakov instituted the evening prayer. The evening prayer has no set time. Rather, its time is the whole night. Likewise, our sages did not make it an obligatory prayer like morning and afternoon prayers. Rather, it is optional. That's from the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah 1:6. Meaning to say, initially, Maariv was not obligatory. Of course, nowadays, the minhag has become a chovah, and we must daven Maariv, but in its essence, Maariv is optional. So what is the relationship between Maariv being optional and Yaakov Avinu instituting it when he met that holy place at Har Bayis? So Shlomo says like this. Avram Avinu brought the morning down into the world. And in the morning, you see a great light shining. Do you know when you have a taste of the day? Just before the day is over. At sunset, you taste the day. Gevalt. Yitzchak was on the level of taste. When he wanted Esav to prepare him a meal, Yitzchak said, Vasali matamim kasher havti. Prepare for me taste the food, which I like. But you know, friends, the night is something else. You know what the night is about? Fragrance. When you see a person in the morning, you see their light. When you take a walk with friends at sunset, you taste their souls. But at night, you're connected to a higher consciousness. And here I need you to open up your hearts. Fragrance has to do with the nose. Do you know what the nose is all about? The Zohar HaKadosh says the nose is connected to all, to the life of life. Chaim de Chaim. The Gemara says that a person is alive as long as his nose is breathing. Not his heart, but his nose. The heart is connected to life, but the nose is connected to Chaim de Chaim. It's connected to the roots of life. To the roots of my soul, to the root of roots. It says that God breathed life into man, mamish, into man's nose. And you see someone at night. Do you know what you see? When Yaakov came in to get the blessings from his father, Yitzchak, it says, Re'eh Re'ach Beni. Yitzchak saw the fragrance of his son. He saw the deepest depth of Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, I want you to know something so strong. Consciously, I can tell you to do this or don't do that. I cannot tell you to do something unconscious. The prayer of Avraham is a must, and the prayer of Yitzchak is a must. We're obligated to pray the morning prayer and the afternoon prayer. But Maariv, the evening prayer, is the prayer of Yaakov. It's not chovah, it's not an obligation. Maariv is reshus, optional. If God forbid it was required, it would destroy the whole thing. Because doing something that I am obligated to do can only touch our consciousness. And Yaakov Avinu's holiness was that he connected us to something deeper, to the level of the unconscious, the superconscious serving of God. Gevalt. So deep. So if I can paraphrase what Rosh Hashanah is trying to teach, I think what he's saying is that Maariv is connecting us to our deeper rut zone. And that can only be something which we choose to relate to. It can't be something which is forced upon us. Maariv, Yaakov Avinu, symbolizes not what we know on an external level, on even on a conscious level, but my subconscious desire to connect to Hashem, which comes out at night. And that is why Maariv and its core is optional. It's our choice. Maybe be blessed. Mamish. Gevalt. David and Mara from the depth of our heart in the schos of Yaakov Avinu.
Good almost Shabbos. From Eddie. Good on the Shabbos. Didn't know this is recording too.